Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We are up to Sif Dalet. We are on page Kuf Tzadi Vav, about to turn on to page 392. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Chorim shebekosle rishus hayochid, sheklape rishus hayochid, heim rishus hayochid. Holes that are in a wall of a rishus hayochid, facing the Rishus HaYochid, have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So a lot of Rishus HaYochid is going on, but basically the holes in the walls of the Rishus HaYochid are Rishus HaYochid. Says the Rama, V'imheim klape chutz, but if the holes of the wall of the Rishus HaYochid are facing the outside, V'enam ovrim klape pnim, and they don't go all the way through to the inside, Nidonim lefi galvan v'rachvan, then we judge the hole based on its height and based on its width. Kemoshe yisbar simin zesik gimel. So we have over here the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber said the holes of Rishus HaYochid that are facing Rishus HaYochid have a din of Rishus HaYochid. And the Rama adds on, but if the holes are only facing the outside towards Rishus HaRabim, they're not open all the way to the Rishus HaYochid, then we judge the case of the hole on its own based on its height and based on its dimensions. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Sheklapi Rishus HaYochid, Rotzalomar Afilu Imponim Gam L'Rishus HaRabim. We're discussing over here, even if the hole goes all the way through, from the Rishus HaYochid through the Rishus HaRabim, Kevon Shachor Hu Me'Ever La'Ever. Since the hole goes all the way from one end of the wall to the other, V'Nichnas Gam Klapi Rishus HaYochid, it also goes all the way through to the Rishus HaYochid, Dinam K'Rishus HaYochid. The hole gets a din of Rishus HaYochid. The Alkain, and therefore, Aser Lahotzi Eizadover Shemunach Alachor. You cannot take out any item that is resting on that hole. L'Rishus HaRabim O L'Karmelis HaSamuchlo. An item that is in that hole is in Rishus HaYochid. To take it out to a Karmelis, take it out to Rishus HaRabim, would be forbidden. The imachnis me Rishus HaRabim Musocho. And if a person takes something from the Rishus HaRabim and puts it into the hole, he will be chayev achatos. That will be an issur d'oraisa from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. V'hineidas atosos deleis chiyuva elu imkein hoy ha'achor arbo al arbo tfochim. The sheet of Tosos is, there will be no chiyuv chatos unless the hole is four tfochim by four tfochim, length by width. Avodas ha'rashva v'ha'mi'iri de'bechore Rishus HaYochid ein tzorch shi'ar rochav arbo. The Rashba and the Meiri hold, a hole does not matter its dimensions. A hole of Rishus HaYochid has a din of Rishus HaYochid no matter what. D'yesh lohem din Rishus HaYochid asma b'chol gavni. So we have a machlokas here between the Rishonim. Do we say this hole of Rishus HaYochid has a din of Rishus HaYochid without any dimensions, no matter what? It has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Or, like Tosa says, it has to have a dimensions of 4 by 4 tfachim. Sivkaton Yud, Heim Rishus HaYochid, these holes are Rishus HaYochid. Mistimas HaMechaber Mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber is so same, it implies, Da'afilu im achorim him lamata me'asar tvachim. We don't see any chilek in the height, so it's mashma, even if the holes are below 10 tvachim, kevan shem befuloshim klapi pnim. Since they open the whole way towards the inside, dinam k'rishus HaYochid, they have a dinam k'rishus HaYochid. V'chein mashma milushon ramosh ekosav. That is also the clear mashmos of the Rama, who writes, Di'im enam ovrim klape pnim. The Rama that we just had says, if the holes don't go all the way towards the inside, nidonim lifi govan v'rochvan. So then we judge the holes based on their height and their width. Mashma, the implication of the Rama is, Di'im achorim ovrim klape pnim. If the holes in fact do go all the way through to the inside, so ein anu mistaklin al govan v'rochvan. We do not have to look at their height or their width. Ula olam k'rishus hayochid chashivi, and it's always like Rishus HaYochid. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama is clearly mashma this way as well. It doesn't matter the height, because the Rama says that when it does not go all the way through, and the hole is only on the outside of the wall, then you have to look at how high it is, how wide it is. Mashma, if the hole goes all the way through, we don't have to look at the height, and even if it's under 10 tefachim, it will still have a din of Rishus HaYochid. V'chein kasva Magen Avram, v'tosef Shabbos, so too writes Magen Avram and the tosef Shabbos. Ubel Yerabe Kosov, the Dover Zeb Plukti Ben Arishonim. Del Yerabe writes, this is in fact a Machlokas Rishonim. The Yesh Ben Arishonim, the Svirluhu. There are Rishonim that hold. The Kevan Shulamata Me'asara. Since the hole that goes all the way through is under 10 Fachim, Ein B'nei Rishus HaYochid Misham Shimbam. The people that are inside are not using these low holes. Mipnei Shekevan Shunamuch. because they are very low, and therefore b'nei Rosh Hasharabim mishtamshim sham, and therefore the people of the Rosh Hasharabim are using the holes. Ve'al kein dinam kechorei Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore these Rishonim say it gets a din of Rosh Hasharabim. Hamavur lekamon b'sif yud gimel, like we'll see later on, it's if yud gimel. V'chein hu gam kein das ha-gra, the Be'uro, that's also the shita of the gra. B'simin zeh u'b'simin shin gimel ayin sham. So again, a machlokas Rishonim, if the hole is under 10 tefachim, do we say it's okay? The Ramah is clearly mashma. It would have a din of Rosh Hashayachid. Others say that no, if it's under 10 tefachim, then it's not so usable for inside. People are using it more from the outside, and it would have a din of Rosh Hasharabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yud Aleph, the Ramah said if the hole does not go all the way from the outside through the inside, in which case it would have a din of Rosh Hashayachid, but the hole is only on the outside of the wall, does not go all the way through, then you judge the hole with the dimensions that are needed for Rosh Hashayachid. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 length by width, it would be Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, im heim gevohim asara tefachim. If the hole in the wall, only on the outside, is 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba'a, and it's 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim, so havi Rosh Hashayachid, then that hole would be a Rosh Hashayachid. V'im einam gevohim asara tefachim, if it's not 10 tefachim high, us then im heim rochav arba havi karmelis. If it's under 10 tefachim, as we will see, 4 by 4 under 10 tefachim has din of a karmelis. So if this hole is less than 10 tefachim, but it's 4 by 4, it would have din of a karmelis. The im lav, if it's not even 4 by 4, have a makom patur. Then this place that's less than 10, this hole less than 10, less than 4 by 4, would have a din of a makom patur. The aftam of vur dina de Ramah behedya b'sif yud gimel, even though this din of the Ramah is explicit in sif yud gimel, nakte hacha, the Ramah mentions it over here, kedei levar, in order to explain to us, da afilu chore Rosh Hasharabim, even if it's a hole that's in the side of the Rosh Hasharabim, shemufuloshin l'Rosh Hashayachad, that goes all the way through, from the Rosh Hasharabim through the Rosh Hashayachad, dinam kechore Rosh Hashayachad, it has a din of a Rosh Hashayachad. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining in the Mechaber over here in Sif Dalet. Again, if there is a hole in the Rosh Hashayachad, even if it goes all the way through, that hole gets a din of Rosh Hashayachad. The Ramah says if it doesn't go all the way through, it's only on the side of the Rosh Hashayachad. But it's a wall that's around the Rosh Hashayachad, so then you have to judge the hole based on its height and based on its dimensions to determine what status that will have. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Avir Rosh Hashayachad, Hu Rosh Hashayachad Alu Rakia. The airspace above a Rosh Hashayachad goes all the way up to the sky, which means you have an area that's fenced in, that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, the walls are 10 tefachim high, so then you view it all the way up, even the walls are only 10 tefachim high, still 25 feet high, 100 feet high, will still be considered a Rosh Hashayachad. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, Sa'ad L'Rakia, V'afilu Noatz Koneh Rosh Hashayachad, even if you would stick a reed into the Rosh Hashayachad, Shegavoa Meya Amos, even though this reed is 100 Amos high, Av She'ein Bo Rochav Arba'a, even though this reed obviously does not have the dimensions on its own of Rosh Hashayachad, it doesn't have 4 by 4 tefachim, Im Zorak Mirosh Hasharabim, if you throw something from the Rosh Hasharabim, V'noch Al Gabov, and it rests on top of the reed, you will be chayiv. So the reed, although it doesn't have the dimensions, it's in a Rosh Hashayachad. The airspace of a Rosh Hashayachad all the way up is a Rosh Hashayachad. Throw it from Rosh Hasharabim onto a reed in a Rosh Hashayachad, no matter how high it is, will be a chiyuv. That is a Rosh Hashayachad. Very important note over here, note number 13. This note, it doesn't seem so practical over here, but in practical Erevin, it's very lemaisa. Says note 13, V'im ha-mechitzos olos ba'alachson. If the walls go up on a slant, the Chazon Ish writes, Sherishus Hayachid Ola Mehamokom Shabo Mistaimos Hamachitzos Adurakia Bekavyosher Klapimala Velo Balachson Hamachitza. Says the Chazon Ish, when you have a wall versus a Yachid, we just said Rosh Hashayachid, let's say these are the two walls. So it goes all the way up. But what if the walls are on a slant? So the walls are like this. Says the Chazon Ish, we don't view it as if the Rosh Hashayachid goes up like this and ends. The Rosh Hashayachid goes like this, and then on this side we view it straight up. The way it's practical for anyone who knows what a regular Erev looks like, if you have a lechi, so you want to know if it's going to be a lechi, it has to be flush with the wire, has to be right over the lechi, so we don't view the lechi as if it continues, if it's on a slant. Wherever the lechi ends, you look up from there, according to the Chazon Ish, and see if the lechi is on top of it. You don't go with the angle of the lechi, like we're saying over here. The Chazon Ish says, if the walls of the Rosh Hashayachid, it's a different din. Here we're talking about walls of Rosh Hashayachid, they were talking about a lechi. But for our case over here, the walls of Rosh Hashayachid, if they're on a slant, we don't continue the angle for the area of the Rosh Hashayachid. Wherever the wall ends, we go straight up, and that is the area of the Rosh Hashayachid inside those walls. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Vav, Afilu Kli, even a vessel, Kigon Teva, like a box, Omigdal, or some kind of cabinet, O Kavere, something that's round like a beehive, Im Yeshbo Le Rabeya Arboa Larba, if there is an area inside that you can make a square of 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, Vahu Gavoa Asara, and it has a height of 10 Tfachim, Have Rishus Ayachid. So till now we're talking about an area, a ground outside, or some kind of mound, or some kind of ditch. Here we're talking about a kli. A kli itself, if it has the dimensions, it's 4x4, or if it's a circular kli, if you can make a square of 4x4 inside, and has a height of 10 tefachim, inside that kli will be a Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Yud Gimel, Afilu kli, Hainu afilu hi omedes b'shus harabim. You can have a kli that is outside, in the middle of Rosh Hashayachid, and it has the right dimensions, that kli itself will get a din of a Rosh Hashayachid. Sivkotan Yudalid, whether it's a teva, a migdal, or a kaveres, nokat shnei mine kelim. The Mechaber over here is mentioning two types of kelim, mirubain, square kelim, o agulim, or rounded kelim. Sivkotan Tezvav, we said as long as you could be mirabeya, you can make a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim inside, that kli will get a din of a Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishabura, the Alkan, and therefore, the kaveres yagula, when it comes to this beehive which is round, lo have rishus hayachid, it will not get a din of rishus hayachid, ad shetia chalala machzakes chamisha tfachim ushlosha chumshei tefach. You mentioned yesterday, it will not be considered rishus hayachid unless the airspace inside is 5 tfachim and 3/5 of a tefach, da'oz yesh b'chalala l'rabeya arba arba. Again, we have a round kli. You have to be able to make a square that's 4x4 tefachim, which would mean, sorry to scare you, the diameter would have to be 5 3/5 amos. If you have a diameter of that circle of 5 3/5 amos, that means you can make a square of tefachim, rather, you can make a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Because the diagonal on a 4 tefach by 4 tefach is 5 3/5, like we said last night, the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, you can do the math, but that's what it is. So if you have a square kli, it has to be dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Rounded kli would have to have a line across the diameter 5 3/5 tefachim. Then you know it fits the area of 4 by 4 tefachim, and that will have a din of a rishus hayochid. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud Gimel, he writes, Uladeya hachrona shezocharti b'mishabura sevkotan gimel. According to the second sheet that we mentioned yesterday in the mishabura sevkotan gimel, the sphere that holds the gam ove hamachitza mitzarfin l'shir dalat fachim, that at least in terms of the walls having a din of a rishus hayochid, the thickness of the wall can contribute to the 4 tefachim that are inside. Daishu b'tzeiraf hamachitzas chamisha tefachim u'shol shachum she'tefach. So according to that sheet that says the walls of the rishus hayochid will have a din of a rishus hayochid on top, if the width of the walls, the thickness of the walls, plus the airspace inside is going to be the right distance. So then in this case, of the rounded kli, you would not need necessarily 5 3/5 airspace. You could count the thickness of the wall as well in order to make the top of the walls of the kli into a Rosh Hashayachid. But of course, you mentioned yesterday in the Mishaburas of Katan Gimel, all the Achronim say that the inside would not get a Rosh Hashayachid din unless there's actually an airspace of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So that's what the Shaar Tzion is pointing out over here. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Tes Zayin. So Havi Rosh Hashayachid, whether it's a square kli, it's a rounded kli, if it has the dimensions of 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, it will get a din of Rosh Hashayachid. Bein Toch Halala Ubein Gav HaKli Melamala. This is talking about both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli on top. The Kanal B'Siv Gimel, like we said, in Siv Gimel. Ukli She'ein Gavoa Asara. A kli that is not 10 tefachim high, Ha'omid b'rishus harabim, that is standing in the rishus harabim, ein lo din karmelis. We said before, I'm going to discuss a lot about a karmelis is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it just doesn't have the height of 10 tefachim. 4x4 with a height of 10 tefachim, Rishus HaYochid. 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's under 10 tefachim, that has a din of a karmelis. So in a Rishus HaRabim, you can have a kli, like the Mechaber says, that's 4x4, 10 tefachim high, that has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But if that kli is 4x4, but not a height of 10 tefachim, you may think it's a karmelis, Akhtim Mishabura, it will not have a din of a karmelis when you have a kli 4x4, less than 10 tefachim, in a Rishus HaRabim. Why is that? The ain karmelis bekelim. The rule is, a kli cannot be a karmelis. A kli can get a din of a shayachid, a kli cannot get a din of a karmelis. So rather, what will be the din? Elahave kemo Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a kli with the dimensions of a karmelis, but a kli can't be a karmelis, it follows the Rishus that it's in. Since this case, the kli is in Rishus HaRabim, that kli will get a din of Rishus HaRabim. Debota lagabe Rishus shehu omed bo. A kli, if it doesn't have the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid, to be its own Rishus HaYachid, it is considered nullified to the Rishus that it is in. In this case, you put the kli in Rishus HaRabim, so if it has 4x4, 10th Bacham High, the kli is a Rishus HaYachid. If it doesn't have 10th Bacham High, where it would normally have a din of a karmelis, you can't have a kli who is a karmelis, so it's bottled to Rishus HaRabim, and that kli would then get a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Ulefiz, according to this, im omed ha-kli b'karmelis, if that kli that has the real dimensions of a karmelis, it just can't get the din of a karmelis, mitzadis dimensions, but it happens to be resting in a karmelis as well, so then din karmelis alav, then the kli would get a din karmelis, not because of itself, but mitzad rishus shu omed bo. Again, it's bottled to the rishus it's in, so if it happens to be in the rishus of a karmelis, then that kli would get the din of a karmelis as well. V'chein muchach lekamon b'simin shindun hei, so too it is clear in simin shindun hei, that we'll see soon. That is a Tosef Shabbos v'chein kasev b'beis meir l'dasim magen Avram. Ukli ha-mechubur l'karka. Let's say you have a kli, till now we're discussing a loose kli that is placed in Rishus HaRabim. What about a kli that is attached to the ground? So says the Mishabura, Mikri karmelis afilu hu b'Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a kli with the dimensions of a karmelis that's attached to the ground, then it's not considered a kli. It would get a din of a karmelis, even though it is in the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Shaar Tzion, Os Yodzayim, V'atam, the reason is, Dekevan shehu mechubur l'karka. Since this kli is attached to the ground, ain shame kli alei. It does not have a shame of a kli. The havi kumotel pachos me'asar b'Rishus HaRabim. It's like a mound that's there attached to the ground in Rishus HaRabim. Upashet the memela ba'inan shia al kaponim rachav dalid. It's obvious that automatically then you would need it to have the dimensions of 4x4. The ilav hachi have a makom p'tur. Because if not, then it would be a makom p'tur less than 10 tefachim. But less than 4x4 tefachim dimensions would be makom p'tur afilu gvo asara, even if it is 10 tefachim high. Kilo kamei b'siv yotes. So basically, a makom p'tur is if you have less than 4x4, even if it's over 10. A karmelis is you have 4x4, but it's less than 10. So in this case, when the karmelis is attached to the ground, as long as it has dimensions of 4x4, it would, yes, get a din of a karmelis. It would be like a tail, because it's considered attached to the ground. It's not considered a kli. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.